Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
So let's start with the Roman Wilson thing, actually. Donnie, just get in my headset when you get the audio, because I did just email it to you. We are live here. See this? That's one of the things that sets us apart from the podcast.
Let me ask you something. Yeah, there's an immediacy to sports talk radio and to radio in general that podcast world can't ever match. But you should go to our You should go to our podcast page right now, though. Not right now, but when the show is over, if you want to hear more Pony and Mueller, we have our picks segment. That's up. And yeah, oh no, I love podcasts. Big podcast.
Donnie said he's going to Vegas with a guy who could lose $1,000 in minutes.
Is he the guy who could most afford that? And he said yes, conveniently. Question for you, Pony. Flight leaves this evening. Obviously, you're gaining 3 hours, so to speak, while you're flying. You're probably going to get in a way, what, an hour after you leave in that sense,
I'm
right?
I'm going to get in shortly before 10 o'clock.
Their time.
Yeah.
So 1 o'clock hour time.
Yeah.
What is the move? Right to the hotel, or do you want to go get something to eat?
Right to bed.
Just try to get on the right track?
Going right to bed.
Now, you're probably then going to get up at like 4 or 5 in the morning, Vegas time.
I'm going to get a workout in there.
Really?
My personal trainer sending me
a
list of things to do in the morning, yeah.
When Alex and I went out to the Flamingo, we had like, you know.
Congratulations on all your success.
One of the rooms had like a nice view kind of everything laid out. It's hard to have a bad view out in the desert, but it messed with me, man. I would be up at like 4 in the morning for the day. And you'd know that there were you'd go downstairs and there were people who were clearly just out all night. And I'm like, I can't. I don't know how to, like, get my body adjusted to this. It just absolutely destroyed my sleep cycle.
I'm going to stay on East Coast time the entire time I'm there.
I tried to, like, do that, but we flew out in the morning, and so it was just it just messed me up. We did a ton of walking, all that stuff.
I think Donnie's going to come back from this trip, and something will have changed
fundamentally.
In him. Yes. Either, like, he has a big score and he wins a bunch of money. There's a situation maybe that props up, like, something hangover style with the group of guys he's with.
Joe Smeltzer, America's sweetheart, is found on the roof of a hotel.
He's gone.
Badly sunburnt.
Okay, so we have clips here. Let's get to what Arthur Smith had to say about why Roman Wilson can't play on Sundays.
I just think he keeps working. You know, you're talking about a lot of time missed for a young player. He's working very hard. I'd imagine it would happen sooner or later, but it's not a – hey, you've got to meet this certain metric. A lot of it, it's getting back into game shape. You're talking about a young player. We have such a long way to go, too. But he's doing really well, making progress every day. I imagine that probably happens sooner rather than later. It's just, can you miss all of training camp? It's getting your legs back in. It's not like a guy that had played 4 games and he missed a week or two. You know, there's a lot of football and conditioning and certainly the young guy mentally, too. Very pleased with how he's the progress he's made, though.
Why or not, because he's still not playing. So don't try to lie to us and say that the progress has been incredible.
He said he's a long way off, but then also said, I expect him back sooner rather than later. Which one is it?
He needs to get in game shape. He needs to get his legs back in it. How are they measuring that? Do they know what Roman Wilson looks like when he's in game shape? He was there for rookie mini, he was there for mini camp, and then he got hurt the first day the pads went on in practice. So to their naked eye, what they see from Roman Wilson in practices where he's out on the scout team, I would suppose, he's pretending to be somebody in the Raiders offense. He's Jacoby Myers at practice this week or something like that. And they're seeing him move at a rate of speed that makes them think he's not ready to play on Sundays yet. If he had said more the mental thing, which he sneaked in there, if he had tried to concoct some kind of argument for, we just don't think he's ready to handle the speed of the NFL game because he's going to be thinking too much, and we like the guys we have here now where we're not going to take that chance or take that risk, I wouldn't agree with it, but that would make more sense than he's not in game shape. You've never seen what he looks like in game shape.
It's just the whole answer is very cryptic. It's not just the game shape part of it. As you said, you wouldn't know what it looked like because you haven't seen it. It's how is somebody going to be back in sooner rather than later, but also be a long way off 5 seconds before that in your answer?
How do you get, if they don't think he's in game shape, how do you get in game shape without playing in games? It's not like baseball.
Seems
where
like a bit of a catch-22,
It's not like baseball where you can send a guy down on a rehab assignment and he can get a few innings in or a few at-bats in and get his sea legs under him.
Presumably,
so to speak.
What, he has to go? They don't really go hard in practice anymore in season at all. It's specifically designed to keep guys from being too banged up.
Dude, they got to throw him out there and just see how it goes. And I'm telling you.
Do you think Arthur Smith's the one holding him back, or that Mike Tomlin doesn't want to put him on the, doesn't want to make sure he has a helmet? Obviously, these decisions are made in a collaborative way. Who do you think is the person who most doesn't trust him yet as an active player on game day?
You know what? I'm actually going to say Smith here because I think Smith has more say over the personnel and Tomlin has more say over to, like, the
usage.
Not just the usage, but, like, the goal of the offense, the strategy of the offense.
The overarching philosophy.
Yes,
he
exactly.
sets the philosophy. Okay, fine. These are the guys we need active on game day. Man, they are dying alive. In terms of receivers, you got Brandon Johnson out there. Most of our listeners probably, unless they listened very carefully yesterday, don't even know who Brandon Johnson played for last year.
Let's get to what Arthur Smith had to say about George Pickens and his snap count being way down. Was he benched? What was the deal with George Pickens playing so little compared to other wide receivers and that loss to the Cowboys?
You go week to week with game plans, and obviously last week we were limited possession, you know, the way the game flowed. Some of it was our own doing, obviously not being as efficient. We had been on third down. We had 2 shots in the high red zone in the second half. We didn't convert for different reasons. But you're going any game plan, certain players, and, you know, how we package things. You're trying to maximize snaps. Different lifetime, but certainly done it with other premium players. You know, done it with Derrick Henry. You know, he wanted to be out there to play, and he wasn't out there on all the third downs, and he got plenty of touches. Did it with A.J. Brown early, certain things, and trying to mix and match and maximize things or set things up, and that was a little bit of the early. Still played the majority of snaps. He's still, I believe, you know, depending on what metric you're using, 7th in targets and passing downs or passing opportunities in the league. So there's, and I get it, you know, you lose a game, and something may look off or whatever, but that's not. And then we communicate to any player, whether it's Scotty or Van or Connor Hayward. You guys know the roles. You got to know the backups. Now you package things. You know, those are week-to-week things. That's the best way I can answer it.
So the game plan was for Van Jefferson to play more than George Pickens. It's a week-to-week thing.
On a week when Trayvon Diggs didn't play for the Cowboys. When not only did they not have the teeth of their pass rush, they didn't have maybe their best corner. How does that equate to we play our best wide receiver fewer snaps?
How do you even bring up Derrick Henry as a relevant comparison to make here?
You don't, because you know that it's a, because if you're Arthur Smith, you're well aware that he was punished, and that's why the snap count was lower, but you can't say that. That's, I mean, are we in any, is there any sort of dispute about what actually is happening?
These guys are contorting themselves into positions that are in the, what's the book about sex?
The Kama Sutra.
Yes. In order to explain away something that's very obvious to all fans, that there's a disciplinary element to what happened here.
Correct.
With George.
It's
one of the things that Didi said about Arthur Smith and having gotten to know him through her travels in the NFL was that he was going to be more of a no-nonsense guy than Tomlin, and that bringing in someone that was going to demand more accountability was going to be good for guys like George Pickens. Obviously, he's not able to do that publicly because he's taking marching orders from his boss. But I just wish somebody would have the nerve to say, look, we didn't like what we saw from the guy, and that's why we did what we did. That's it.
Unless Mike says it, nobody will do it. And Mike ain't going to say it.
Because, honestly, you're an even bigger idiot if you went into a game against Dallas with all their injuries, pass rushing-wise, and in their secondary and said, the way to beat this team is to play Van Jefferson more than George Pickens.
That's why I said what I said.
Give me Arthur Smith on Justin Fields, and let's see, Donnie, from this answer, if it makes us think Fields or Wilson will play Sunday against the Raiders.
Like a lot of our guys, I mean, there's been some really good football played, and there's things that we've got to keep working on. But, you know, he is unique in terms of, in the modern era, of a guy that's kind of old school, just tries to work on things. There's no drama with him. I don't think he has a, you know, doesn't try to live through his avatar, create a perception. That's probably why he was so endearing to his teammates in Chicago. That's what I really enjoy about working with him. Extremely coachable, extremely bright. And it's the same thing as a play caller. You know, you get in this business and people start making excuses or rationalizing and blaming others or whatever it is, or, you know, put whatever they want on social media or make sure certain narratives get leaked out. And he's old school. Guy just wants to work, and that's what you appreciate about him. So like all of us, you know, there's things you got to work on, and different things pop up week to week. And so that's why we practice. That's why we meet. I'm very pleased with him overall.
I mean, it's not really a glowing review because it's not really much about the way he's played, and it's more about just the being around him thing. I would not like to hear that. If that was my boss giving me a review, you know, just hearing
how's
say,
Chris on the air? He's a really nice guy.
You know, he's just a good guy to be around. He's easy to work with. He doesn't have an ego. He's not a drama queen. Okay, like, thank you, but okay, how about the actual production that I'm giving you guys?
I think it was weird. He doesn't live through his avatar. That felt like a weird Wilson adjacent comment.
Or maybe it's adjacent to Pickens on that a little bit. He's not creating Michael Badgerly accounts.
Brewerly. Badgerly was a kicker from Miami, I believe.
Oh, by the way, someone who, let's say he played in the NFL.
Well, that narrows it down.
Heard the Detective Mulsey and you figuring out that you think that this burner account is George Pickens.
Is GP.
And he heard you break down some of these tweets and said, it's definitely him, and George gave it away. He made a comment to one of my posts, let's compare bank accounts.
Yeah.
Who the hell's Michael Brewerly? What is he doing for a living? Why would Michael Brewerly, a guy who is a nameless gray face on Twitter, why would he be in such a rush to compare
bank account?
It's the guy that's the NFL player who's making millions of dollars who would want to do that. Hence, with that answer, he gave it away. That is George Pickens. And I said, Eureka, I can't believe I must have been distracted by something. How did I not make that point on the air yesterday?
Let me make sure.
That's giving away the game right there.
Let me make sure. I want to see, let's compare bands then and not say you two should compare bands.
I mean, that was a heck of an observation by this athlete who will remain unnamed.
Yeah, here we
go. The professional athlete.
No, it says go band for band with him then.
Oh, okay.
So he did keep it in the character of Mr. Brewerly.
Okay,
that's why I wanted to check.
Gotcha. Okay, that's a good job by Brewerly then, a.k.a. George Pickens.
I just like that he picked the name Michael Brewerly.
What if somebody said Mr. Brewerly today at the Q&A with Pickens, a reporter, if Cabali goes, Mr. Brewerly, I've got one for you here.
Do Do you think there's like an equivalent chance if somebody said, hey, Mr. Brewerly, there's an equivalent chance the reporter would get punched and it would be like a major incident, or you'd actually get Pickens to crack in that setting?
It's easier. This is why in that answer by Smith, it's easier to give that person bad news. So it's easier, I think, to bench a guy who you know is going to probably take it better than somebody like George Pickens, who's this highly emotional person that is going to lash out or might do the opposite and just completely unplug and turn himself off. And, you know, you're dealing with, basically a corpse at practice and around the meeting rooms. You know, if Fields is really like that good of a teammate and that good of a guy and is going to respond well to adversity, telling him, hey, we're going back to Russell Wilson, he's not going to check out or demand a trade when you do that based on how Arthur Smith
talks.
And that way, I think that it would make it easier for them to do it. Yes, it was clearly meant as a compliment, but I think in a way it can easily work against Fields in this situation.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.